It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have TJ Gordon, and he is going to be putting on a class about beekeeping. And this is beginning beekeeping. We were talking before we came on the air. This is nothing that you want to just jump into. You want to do a lot of your research and have everything ready before you start looking at buying colonies and getting things like that going. So he's got a seminar coming up this Saturday, March 5th, and we're going to talk about it right now. TJ, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Anytime. So let's start talking about, you know, what kind of, you and I talked before we came on the air, and you said you are a cautionary tale, so that's why you're doing this. You're not wanting people to repeat what you did.
Right.
So let's talk about you and your start at beekeeping.
So my start at beekeeping was a birthday present of myself when I turned 25. I bought my first colony and got my first colony on my birthday then. So that was, and I didn't get just one. I actually ended up getting around 21 colonies with the ability to grow much bigger than that. So once I got that, I was way excited. I got into everything, and I had never been into a bee colony other than the YouTube of university, and I'll tell you what, it's a big difference.
Yeah, everybody seems to think that if you can find it and do it on YouTube, it can't be that difficult.
Right, exactly. So I learned the hard way and almost killed every single one of my colonies my first year due to mites and other things that I had saw, but I didn't think could happen into my area with my little colonies, and it turns out I was wrong.
You were wrong, and like you said, you don't want people to have to go through what you went through with yours. So that's
right.
Why you're doing this. And,
right.
And so once again, what kind of things, is this the second year you've done this?
So I'm in my seventh year now.
Of doing the beekeeping doing the class?
So of beekeeping, and this is my second year of doing the class.
Okay, and so you've kind of put together some thoughts and things that people should know before they dive into this. And let's talk about beekeeping just a really quick moment. It seems like the last two or three years, it's kind of exploded. And why is that, do you think?
So I think, honestly, you hate to hear everybody talk about it, but I think one of the big reasons is COVID and the eye-opening experience of self-reliance and what it takes to be self-reliant. And beekeeping is a great self-reliant thing that you can have. I have used honey as a currency to trade with, and people are very happy to have that rather than even money.
And you do. You see it all the time that people really are looking for local honey that is local, that's right here, that's raw, and people want that. So this
right.
is just one thing to get in there and, you know, try it. And you always need honey for something, don't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's always something there that you need honey with. So local honey is something that even the vet prescribed to one of my horses earlier on. We had a horse that actually came in with a pretty good scar or cut on his leg, and he was reading an article and said that the sugars and microbes and probiotics in local honey actually help with the healing process, and you can barely see that scar now that I administered to it.
It's good for a little bit of everything, really.
Exactly.
And the other thing, and you and I just talked about this really quick before we came on the air, is what it does for the ecology of the area.
Oh, for sure. I actually have my bees in California right now pollinating almonds. 90% of the United States bees go over to California and pollinate almonds in California right now.
That's fascinating.
And once they come back, they'll come back strong. They come back in April, usually end of March, first April, and then it's time for us to start pollinating things around here, from apples to cherries to alfalfa, you know, whatever we need.
What did you say? You read that two-thirds
of our food source comes from pollinators, so bees that pollinated our food for us.
That's crazy. All right, so what kind of things are people going to learn in this class on March 5th?
So to begin with, you're going to understand the types of bees in your colony. So you'll learn what a queen is, you'll learn what a drone is, and what a worker bee is. You'll learn to see the different stages of the growing bee and the egg, from egg to larva to pupa to hatchling. You'll differentiate your comb, your deep sizes of boxes, your production colonies, and then you'll get into what you should buy beginning-wise. They have multiple options on what you can buy as four bees. You can go into an eight frame deep. There's just so many combinations to work with, and I kind of go through all of that with you. And then we go through what a five-frame nuke is and what a package of bees is, and that's what usually people get started with.
We were talking about the fact that some supplies you can get here locally, right?
Yeah, IFA, Tractor Supply, those places you can get pretty locally. I actually sell my bees locally. I buy things locally, and I'm able to provide a limited supply, and I hope to provide more as the days come and my business grows. But as of right now, I'm trying to grow myself, so I...
Okay, perfect. So once again, this is going to be March 5th. That's this Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. at the Ponderosa Grill or at Gordon's Nursery. It's the same location. And there's some cost that's going to be tied up to this. So what are the fees to go?
So it's $10 per person, or if you come as a couple, because I strongly believe in having that support with your spouse or whoever you want with you. It'll be $15 for a couple, and then children, I try to get those kids as soon as I can to get them interested in beekeeping, and they seem to be smarter than the parents most of the time. Kids 12 and under will be free.
All right, once again, this is a beginner's beekeeping course. It's going to be out at the Ponderosa Grill or Gordon's Nursery in Huntington this Saturday, March 5th, and it's going to start at 9 a.m. If anybody has questions, how can they get a hold of you, or do they call the grill? What do you want? What's the easiest way to do that?
So the easiest way to do that is just get a hold of my personal cell phone.
Okay.
435-749-9252.
All right. That's TJ Gordon. Beekeeping starts this weekend. A class going on this weekend. Get out. If you're interested, if you're wanting to get involved in it, you know, get into this class, find out all you can, and then kind of baby step your way into beekeeping, right? That's probably the best thing to do, right, TJ?
Yeah, and everybody's got that spring fever, so out in the greenhouses this time of year is a beautiful place to be as well.
All right. So once again, it's TJ Gordon. There's a beekeeping course coming up this Saturday, March 5th, at the Ponderosa Grill in Huntington at 9 a.m. TJ, thank you so much for stopping in.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.